right, so we're going to be joined now by Elijah Alston. Elijah, what's going on, man? Welcome to Titanic. We didn't need you to speak into the mic a little bit. Speak up, because we got a big crowd here. But excited to have you on the show right now, man. And wrapping up spring, man, talking about your transition from Marshall to Miami. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about your spring a little bit and coming together with the guys, the locker room, all that. How was that first few months here down in Coral Gables?
I'd say my first few days out here, like first couple of weeks, it was a fast-paced transition. I got here kind of late in January, so it was a little bit too much going on, just trying to get like adapted. But other than that, like getting settled in wasn't that bad. It was just getting used to the early morning schedule. You know, at Marshall, we didn't really have an early morning schedule. We did everything in the middle of the day. So getting used to doing everything in the morning was kind of like a reset. I had to relearn it, but once you get used to it, you get used to it.
Yeah, you don't do anything in the middle of the day out here. You learn that pretty quick, right?
No, the only thing you probably got in the middle of the day is class.
That's it. Listen, I feel like it's signing day right now. I want to give you a UM hat or something to put on right here, you know? But listen, obviously, I've talked to people around the program. They're really excited about what you bring to the table as a pass rusher. But beyond that, what I've heard about you and CJ Clark, Marley Cook, is that you guys are bringing in a lot of maturity and a lot of work ethic, and you know it's go time. So talk about that attitude of, hey, you're not coming here for the palm trees and all that, but you're coming to work.
It's a business trip. We're not here for palm trees. We try to win championships.
And what is it about Miami that made you say, all right, this is a spot where I can, you know, help my career, win championships, and do what I need to do as a professional?
It's always going to be about the U. Well, other than just being about the U, I always wanted to come down here, come to Florida, come play ball. You know, I reconnected with my past D coordinator at Marshall, Lance Guidry. So having him for 2 years, coming back to kick it with him, run his defense again, and execute at a higher level on a higher platform. So it's going to be fun this year.
I want to ask you about Coach Guidry. Obviously, he's a guy that has coached you before, so you had to have some sort of level of trust there with him. What was it about him, his coaching style, that made you say, look, I've already been underneath him. I know it's going to work when I get with him again.
His passion, the way he coached, how he is. He's always fired up. He's always on 10. He's always on go. How he is as a person on and off the field, that's the part that carries over the most, how he cares for his kids off the field as well. It plays a part.
So obviously it's not all football. You know, most of the time you're not on the football field, right? So what are some of the things that you've been doing here in Miami to enjoy yourself and to relax? I know you're working hard.
No, me, other than working out and being at practice, I like to lay down, sit in the house. Oh, I got you.
Now, we saw you. Well, first thing I saw from you was that tweet that came out where you were getting an INT, taking it to the house. You look like a corner. So, I mean, in terms of this defense, what are some of the different things that an athlete like you that's not just a one-dimensional player can bring?
Other than pass rushing, I can play out in space. I can do a little bit of coverage. I'm here to perfect my game just a little bit more.
Any pass rushers you watch at the next level or all time that just kind of you try to take certain things from their game?
Khalil Mack and Von Miller. Those are my top two right there. I like the way they play.
Now, Coach Cristobal is known for being very intense. You know, I mean, he's a serious, serious dude. What's that relationship been like when he started recruiting you to now?
Recruitment-wise, we sat down, we talked one-on-one. He seems like a good man. He actually cares outside of football. He actually cares for the kids. You know, he want to build a relationship. He want to hang out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Get to know me one-on-one. Everything is about trust. You got to build trust. You got to build relationships with people.
I want to ask you about that defensive line group as a whole, right? You have some vets there. You got some young guys. But talk to me about how excited you are with that rotation, because it seems like there's some depth there where you can throw a whole bunch of different bodies and you guys aren't really going to get tired.
It's talent all across the board, inside, outside, every, you name it, it's talent all over the board. You got me, you got CJ, you got Marley, you got Bane, Mesidor, every, we can go down the list of the whole depth chart in the room. It's talent all over the depth chart. It's always there.
Now, when you're getting ready for a game, I know you got the headphones on. What music do you like to listen to get pumped up for the game?
It really depends on my mood in the moment. Sometimes I listen to rap music, you know, upbeat stuff, or sometimes I just mellow out. I listen to gospel music, you know.
It just depends. But I probably like start off like getting to the field, the locker room. I'm mellowed out. I listen to either R&B or I listen to gospel. Well, I get there and I read scriptures. You know, get on the Bible, read scriptures. And I get there, and then once I'm on the field, like a little bit before the game, after like pregame and all of that, I'll probably turn myself a little bit with rap music. You know.
Elijah, who are some of the guys on the defensive side of the ball that maybe you weren't familiar with before you came to Miami, and now that you've been out there at practice with them, you see them flying around, or like they've got something to them?
It's so many names, like the DBs, the linebacker room, Wes. I like Wes. Wes cool. Daryl Porter, I like him. Jay Rich, I like Jay Rich. We got Jaden Harris on the back end at the top. You know, we got guys all over the place, and I feel like coming here and interacting with everybody in the room, in the locker room, like it's nothing but good vibes. It's good. Everybody's good. Everybody, you know, show love. I like the room.
Now, in terms of Miami right now, they're known for offensive line, right? Cristobal's an offensive line coach. You want to get some good players in the MAC. There's good players there, but what you're seeing now every day in practice, what are you seeing from Miami's offensive line and tackles that's allowing you to get better as a player?
Constant competition. It's constant competition. It's not going to do nothing but make me better. I'm going to help them get better.
What's up, everybody? This is D-Money with the Canes Insight Daily Podcast. Want to tell you about our good friends at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. If you've been in a crash, someone you care about's been in a crash, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Don't go with a rookie. Go with somebody who knows the process, who has experts at every single stage of the process, who will treat you like family, who will make sure that you're protected, taken care of. Don't have to worry about anything except for getting the finest legal care and having your case handled by the absolute best. Take back control of your life. 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Also want to talk about my friends at Caneswear. You can go to the store at Davie, Football Heaven, or caneswear.com if you're not local. Get the absolute best in Miami Hurricanes gear, Miami Dolphins gear, Inter Miami, Florida Panthers, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins. You name it, they have it. Absolute best when it comes to Miami sports fans, merchandise, and the best staff in the business. Ask anybody, they'll tell you. But if you're not lucky enough to go to the store, go to caneswear.com. Everything is available there, the spot where Miami fans shop.
In terms of some of the individuals, I know Jalen Rivers, you gone against him. What can you talk about his game and how you attack him?
Jalen Rivers, that boy different. He different. I ain't gonna lie. His punch, once he grab you, If you don't get them hands before he gets you, you're not going nowhere. That's all I'm going to say. You're not going nowhere.
So in terms of your game, obviously you're already a player. You already made plays. You're already established. But to take it to the next level, what are you working on? I know you're working on everything, but what are you really focused on? Like, this is something that I'm really trying to hone in on and take my game to that next level.
Keying on to details, being disciplined. Most important is having fun and enjoying the time that you have with the people around you. You can't take this for granted. You know what I'm saying? There's people out here who wish they could be in the position I'm in, wish to be here and play every day, do the things that we do. Just to enjoy it for what it is. It's a blessing.
Elijah, we asked you about Coach Guidry already, but we have to ask you about Coach Jason Taylor, right? And obviously his pedigree, having played and being a Hall of Famer, what's it like being able to work with him? I mean, you can't say you get to work with a Hall of Famer every day like that, right? I mean,
yeah. I like JT. JT cool. I like the way he coaches a little bit and the way he thinks just like a player. So, you know, he done played the game on every level. But if we being honest, if you sit down with JT, he thinks just like the players do. He understand that. So it's like it's a different coaching aspect when a coach actually understands how the players are.
Now, listen, now you work like a professional, but really you're a student on top of all that. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things, now that you've been here in Miami for a little bit in the classroom, that either class is interesting or something that you've enjoyed about the university itself?
I got this one history class that I'm in. I enjoyed a lot. It's an African-American history class. So I feel like that's probably the best class I got right now. Probably the most lackadaisical class I got is I got a yoga class on like Tuesdays and Thursdays. But it's good. Like it come in clutch when it needs to come in clutch.
Hey, listen, you look at Tom Brady, right? That guy's not the most gifted guy in the world, but he played the longest. So that stretching and all that, you know, it helps.
It plays his part.
So personal goals. We'll talk about team goals, but your personal goals for this season, what are they?
I want to be All-American. That's my goal this year. I want to be All-American. I want to be all first team conference, you know. I want to at least go for 10-plus sacks, you know, get like two picks, maybe a pick six, two pick six. You know, I want another pick six. I love that feeling. Get a good amount of TFLs. You know, I just want to be an all-around player. I want to be able to capitalize in every situation I'm blessed to have.
Let me ask you on that. Seeing how fast you are on that pick six, are you the fastest the end? Do you guys ever talk about who's the fastest the end? Or
the fastest the end in the room is Marquise Lightfoot. That boy too fast. He too fast.
Listen, talking about the freshman Marquise Lightfoot, he said he's put some weight on already since he's been here. Yeah. And he talk about some of those young pass rushers, man. Who stands out other than him?
We got Marquise Lightfoot. We got Cole McConney. Now, them two right there, I like them two kids. They got real potential. They can be something.
Listen, you're out there today. I don't know if you saw, because obviously you were focused on, you know, what everybody was doing, but you had Andre Johnson, Devin Hester. I know they spoke to the team, right?
They spoke last night to us at the dinner.
What was their message to you?
We got business to do. You know, they made a path for us to walk on. They started it. They want us to finish it. They want us to keep it going. They built a legacy for us. You know, at the U, it's a standard at the U that you have to maintain. You got to keep going. This year, we have a lot of players. We got a lot of talent. This is the year where we can elevate and do what we got to do to continue to keep the stride of what they started.
And what does that mean to you when you go to a school like Miami and it's not just, you know, good players who come, it's some of the best players in the history. And now you are one of the guys that they're watching on TV, right? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's a blessing to be here on a team full of guys who, you know what I'm saying, are notified as or notarized as top players. You know, that's a blessing to me because now I'm also notarized as another good player in the room. So if we got talent everywhere, it's more than just talent now. It's time to execute.
Yeah, there we go. Now, listen, I know you do a lot of cardio with the coaches and the strength and conditioning coaches, but you're doing cardio chasing number one around, right? Going against Cam Ward and with his mobility and what he can do, what's that like for you as a pass rusher? Just got to get him.
It's fun. It teaches me how to move a little bit better, get there, you know what I'm saying? It teaches me a lot of how to chase a quarterback and in a very mobile way. Like Cam will run sideways, Cam run forward, backwards, Cam run the circles if he can. Like Cam is always going to be somewhere. If you can get Cam in a pocket and you can get him to where he can't move, then you good. But having a slippery QB is the best way to train yourself to get two quarterbacks.
Elijah Alston, man. I mean, do we got anything else? Any questions from the crowd for Elijah?
That's my boy. It's my boy. It's nothing but good things about him. I can speak nothing but good things. I love him. Of course he can play.
We had a question from the crowd for those who can't hear about Marshall running back Rasheen Ali, who's going to the draft. A draft fan had a question about him, one of his former teammates there.
Listen, Elijah, thank you for coming. Appreciate you. Stay healthy and it's your signing day. We had no signing day. This is a signing day right here. Welcome, man. Appreciate you.